This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. There is a verse in the 10th juz in Surah Tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that verily the count of the months according to Allah are 12. إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ 12 شَهْرًا فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. In the book of Allah, that is the Lowe Mahfuz, يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, the day Allah created the heavens and the earth, مِنْهَا أَرْبَعَةٌ حُرُمٌ, 4 out of these 12 months are sacred months, 3 are in succession, and one comes with an interval, that is basically ذِلْقَعْدَةَ ذِلْحِجَّةَ مُحَرَّمْ and رَجَبْ. So these are very, very blessed months. These are very, very blessed months. The reference to these 12 for the record is the lunar count and not the Gregorian count. So while it's totally fine and permissible to calculate with the Gregorian calendar, it is more rewarding and meritorious that we base our we keep our commitments and our meetings on Islamic datings. So you would find in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the expression when he spoke about the Prophet Musa alayhi salam, وَوَعَدْنَا مُوسَى 30 لَيْلَةً, and we had an appointment with Musa alayhi salam for 30 nights. Allah didn't say 30 days. Now we know in the lunar calendar or the Islamic counting, the night precedes the day. So it's first the night and then the day. Hence the scholars tell us that it is a communal obligation. It's for the kifaya that the ummah has to keep track of their Islamic months. It's unfortunate for some of us, we only know it when it's Ramadan or when it is Dhul Hijjah, due to the fact that there's fasting and there's Hajj and there's Eid that is connected to it. Other than the remaining 10 months of the year, we are negligent, heedless and oblivious of the Islamic month. Allah says, مِنْهَا أَرْبَعَةٌ حُرُمٌ. In these 12 months, 4 months are sacred. And amongst that is Dhul Hijjah. Dhul Hijjah. That is the final month in the Islamic calendar. Allah says that is one of the 4 months. And then as much as the month is sacred, the first 10 days of this month is even more sacred. So Allah swears an oath. Allah swears an oath. وَالْفَجْرِ وَالْلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسْرٍ. Allah takes an oath by dawn. That is the time of Fajr, or some say the prayer of Fajr. وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ. Again, Allah didn't say 10 days, Allah said 10 nights. 10 nights, reference to the lunar system. And the 10 nights here refer to the first 10 nights of Dhul Hijjah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had made mention in the hadith that there is no action that is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be worshipped at any time than during these days. During these days, the virtue of worship is multiplied many folds. And likewise, if a person, Allah forbid, commits a crime during these days, the crime is much more severe. So Allah said, there are 12 months, 4 months are sacred. فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Do not oppress yourself. Do not oppress yourself during this period. And the scholars of tafsir tell us, دَلَّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ الْمَعْصِيَةَ فِي الْأَزْمِنَةِ الْمُبَارَكَةِ وَيُقَاسُ عَلَيْهَا الْأَمْكِنَةَ الْمُتَبَرَّكَةِ أَشَدُّ فِي الْقُبْحِ. Wow. Allah said, 4 months are sacred. Don't oppress yourself. And what is meant by oppress? Don't sin. And from that we understand that when you're doing wrong, you're spiting yourself. You're harming yourself. Allah says in the 15 juz in Surah Kahf, when a person was arrogant and he went into his orchard. Sometimes you walk into your office, or you walk into your showroom, or you walk into your empire or your warehouse, and you might be arrogant or haughty about yourself. وَدَخَلَ جَنَّتَهُ. He entered his orchard. وَهُوَ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ. While he harmed himself. So do not commit any wrong in these months. Not to say that you can commit wrong in any other months, but it is more severe. دَلَّ الْآيَةَ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ الْمَعْصِيَةَ فِي الْأَزْمِنَةِ الْمُبَارَكَةَ وَيُقَاسُ عَلَيْهَا الْأَمْكِنَةَ الْمُتَبَرَّكَةَ. That committing a sin in the blessed months is more heinous. And we could extend that to even say blessed locations.
right? Al-amkinat al-mutabarraka, someone who is in the holy lands, in the precincts of the Kaaba, in close proximity to the sacred masjid of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or in the blessed city of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So during these days, reward is multiplied. Do not oppress yourself. Do not commit any sin. And then Allah takes another oath, وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ. Allah swears by the odd and the even. وَالشَّفْعِ, the even. وَالْوَتْرِ, the odd. Now, that's the translation. Some say that the even means the creation, because we are in pairs, we have partners, we have parents and children. And then the odd refers to Allah Himself. Or many have even said that it is a further oath of the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. So Allah takes an oath of 4 months that are sacred. One of it is Dhul Hijjah. Then Allah takes an oath of the first 10 days. Then Allah takes an oath of odd and even, which many say that odd refers to the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, that is the day of Arafah, and 10th refers to Yawmun Nahr, the day of Eid. So there's an oath upon oath. Allah is exhorting us to engage in worship. And in these days, across the globe, as believers, the legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salam is commemorated. And I just want to share with you an amazing reflection that I came across in some writings as well. We all know the incident when the noble companions asked the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَا هَذِهِ الْأَضَاحِي? What is this practice of the sacrifice of animals? So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, سُنَّةَ أَبِيكُمْ. It is the ritual and the practice and the teachings of your ancestor Abraham alayhi salam. Now, academic language tells us that sunnah is mawadaba alayhi nabiyyu. A sunnah is a practice which a prophet did diligently, continuously, perpetually, religiously. But when we look at the sacrifice of the prophet Abraham, which has been referred to as his ritual and his practice, we need to further distinguish. Is it the sacrifice of the ram, or is it the sacrifice of his son? The Prophet ﷺ said, it is a sunnah of your ancestor. What is the sunnah of your ancestor? Is it slaughtering the animal, or is it the sacrifice of his son? And if you look at it, you cannot refer to the slaughter of the animal as the ritual of Abraham, simply because that was unintended. He did not intentionally slaughter. وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ. Allah said, we substituted it for him. So he was on the verge of slaughtering his son, and then his son was removed, and Allah had substituted it by an animal from Jannah. So it could not then satisfy the definition of sunnah, that the sunnah refers to the slaughtering of the animal, because this was not willfully done by the Prophet Abraham. Nor could it apply to the slaughtering of the son, simply because that did not occur. As much as the definition of slaughter is imraru sikkin alal hulqum, to pass the knife on the throat, which Abraham alayhi salam did, and he obliged and he complied. But in essence, the son Ismail was not slaughtered. So that brings us back to the drawing board to ask, what is the sunnah, the practice, the ritual, the teaching of Abraham, which the Prophet ﷺ said, sunnah to abikum. And subhanallah, the scholars tell us, it is submission to the will of Allah. That is the ritual and the practice of Abraham. And this ritual and teaching of submitting to the will of Allah, the pinnacle manifestation of that was at the time when the Prophet Abraham submitted his son in the court of Allah. So his entire life revolved around submission to Allah. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ. When his Lord said, surrender, he said, I surrendered. And a pinnacle manifestation of that submission was when he slaughtered his son, or he intended to slaughter, but fate and the will of Allah had intervened otherwise, and Allah had then substituted it. And hence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved this great sacrifice of the Prophet Abraham, and he has made it, part of the teachings of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So great months, great days, let's exploit and capitalize. And if we cannot exert ourselves in worship, like I said, then just stay away from sin and vice. فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Abstinence from sin is a virtue itself.